With your latest news, I'm Elizabeth Charles. Cayman's public hospital is getting a shakeup, and the health minister says this time it's about real change, not another report gathering dust. The Honorable Catherine Ebanks Wilkes has appointed a new Health Services Authority Board and brought in KPMG for a 10-week governance audit of the HSA, an outside review of how the authority is run and held to account. The audit started on the 12th of January and will look at the board, CEO, and senior management and gather feedback from staff, patients, and key watchdogs.
This press conference marks a turning point. No more reports gathering dust. No more committees without accountability. No more promises without follow-through. Starting today, we move forward with transparency, with purpose, and with the courage to do what's right even when it's hard.
New HSA Chair Tim Ridley says his team will focus on setting the authority, quote, on the right course as the country's primary care provider, but he's warning that transparency and improvement will come at a price.
Transparency and openness and full accountability is, of course, highly desirable. But the question, it's like health services, is the island actually prepared to meet the cost, genuine cost, of providing that information in a timely manner? Because all things are possible, but the cost of meeting the expenses of doing that need to be found somewhere, in this case by government, unless the private sector is prepared to step up and help fund it. I'm not taking a view on that, just telling you that the more you want, the more it costs. The question is, who's going to bear the burden? And those are questions sometimes that get buried. And they're the questions we can ask about the HSA, just as those questions are being asked of the NHS in the UK, as you know. And it's a tough question. Obviously, in the terms of medical care, patient concerns are fully understood and respected. The question is, does the island have the capacity to meet those demands? And that's a question we will be looking at generally with the ministry. But it's frankly easy to say we should be doing this. And the question is, are you prepared to pay for it? Rather than when that question is asked, to turn around and say, not my problem, that's government problem.
Well, we'll have to wait and see. Time, of course, will tell. In part two of our series on the Cayman Islands National Digital ID, we look at how the system is designed to protect privacy, avoid a honeypot of data, and cut down on plastic cards. Radio Cayman's April Cummings has more with government digital lead Charlie Brown.
Charles Brown is a deputy chief officer in the Ministry of Social Development and Innovation, and he's making the case for the new national eID at this year's Economic Forum.
Everybody that I talk to still thinks of it as one big central database. And this is really what you think of, a big database that just keeps growing and growing as connections happen. And obviously, this is a big problem.
At the Chamber event, Mr. Brown said that would put our data at risk.
Most people have this image. But why don't we want to do this? This produces a honeypot of data, right? This is one big data set. This is one big attack surface.
He says government's approach is the opposite, a decentralized system where each department keeps control of its own information and data only moves when it's needed.
We need data owners to be responsible. We need data to only move when it's needed. And we need organizations to keep control of exactly what they've shared. By doing so, citizens' privacy will be better protected.
To help people picture it, Mr. Brown uses the image of separate government buildings and a kind of secure phone system between them.
Each of these buildings own their own files. They lock their own doors. They control that random people don't walk around in these buildings. And there's logs continuously made of what's moving in and out of said buildings.
And inside that model sits a small identification register holding just six pieces of core data, acting as a notification hub.
This register is not intended to grow. This register is intended to be lean and mean. It's your core identity, but it's to be shared with other government systems that need to reference this. So the register is central in the sense that it is supposed to become the notification hub, but it is completely protected. It doesn't grow, and it just interacts when needed, when called on.
Mr. Brown says that structure will help government establish sources of truth for key information and support a once-only principle for residents.
We're hoping that this system, by establishing sources of truth, some for the first time in government, one department owns this set of data, and this is the source of truth. That obviously will lead to faster services, better privacy, clear responsibility on who owns the data, and a once-only principle, where I give it to government once, and across government it can be consumed.
A second directive is to reduce the number of physical cards people carry by turning them instead into digital secure credentials, starting with the new ID. For Radio Cayman News, I'm April Cummings.
That's it for your news. I'm Elizabeth Charles.